So, thank you so much for agreeing to do this interview. I really appreciate it.
I'm very happy to do it, and I'm very proud of the work that that our ministry and the staff here at PGRCC do. So talking about it is an honor.
Great. So to start off, if you wouldn't mind just introducing yourself and your role.
Sure. My name is Dennis Stavrou, and I have the honor of being the warden here at the Prince George Regional Correctional Center. The role is to basically be the chief executive of the center and provide direction for the center and the northern region as part of the adult custody division. And the northern region is pretty much starting in the Pacific, going all the way to the Alberta border, as well as from the Yukon border all the way to 100 Mile. And that's our catchment area.
Wow. Great. Thank you. So I'm just going to launch in unless you have any questions for me before we get started.
Oh, please don't hesitate. No
Okay.
questions at this time.
Okay. So if you could just tell me a little bit about the greenhouses at the Prince George Correctional Center.
Oh, sure. So we have one greenhouse, which is it's a very zen type of an area. We have used it to grow vegetables over the years. Last year we had the opportunity to grow tomatoes, peppers, onions, cucumbers. It was as part of a food security project that that we were trying to do for our communities. One of the pieces about the center is that we're trying to ensure that we provide a healing environment for the people in custody and to also help them grow through their time with us so that they can rejoin the community and when they leave here and actually have some of the skills that they require in order to be successful in their search of employment. So the program last year we used a number of volunteers from our Treaty 8 as well as Takla First Nations who decided that they wanted to request time with us to learn how to grow vegetables. And as part of that process, there was a lot of learning that went on in terms of how to actually grow the vegetables because the volunteers didn't actually know how to do it. And when the vegetables were ready for to be harvested, they were harvested, and then our people in custody were working with the elders that are part of that program from the community to develop food items such as salsa and learning the process of canning and preparing. And a lot of those items would have been donated to community organizations, different communities in our area, as well as used for programming for people in custody here in the center.
That's really interesting. So is the program exclusively volunteer run? Are there also staff that support the operation?
I think the program is run by both, is supported by both. So we have community volunteers that often require to or request, actually, I shouldn't say require, that often reach out and they want to work with the center on a particular project. In this particular case, that's exactly what happened. And with staff support, of course, as well as with people in custody who are very interested in learning more about the project and getting the experience as a result of that work.
And how are inmates engaging with the program, and also who is the program open to?
Can you repeat the second part of the question? Sorry.
Who is the program open to? Is it open to anyone, any resident of the facility, or perhaps just a certain group?
So just a couple of things. I think the program is really open to our people in custody who are able to work and classified to work in certain areas of the building, and that is basically depending on their security level, on which really depends on their background in terms of what are they in here for, what are they in the correctional center for. The big piece for us is the healing piece and developing those relationships, and actually also developing relationships with our communities, so that when they do leave the center, they have some contacts so that they can actually reach out for employment when they do leave.
And you touched on this a little bit already, but what happens to the produce? What happens to the things that are grown by the residents, by the inmates?
So everything that that is harvested is used for two purposes. Number one, for the purposes of learning, and that comes with the potential of canning the vegetables so that they can be used later, or make salsa, or use them for cooking different meals. As part of our cooking classes that that we do as part of the center's programming. And a lot of it is also donated to the community. One of the programs that we had last year that ended up being donation to different communities was our apple tree program, where basically we harvested quite a few apples that we were able to donate to communities, and they were, you know, to use apples to make canned goods or for eating or for a number of different purposes. So there is multiple purposes of the harvest.
And what are some of the benefits and also challenges of a program like this?
Well, benefits are many. But to just give you a little bit of an idea of what the benefits are, is we're looking at the traditional piece of cultural teaching for people in custody. As you may know, 77, anywhere between 70 and 80% of the people in custody at PGRCC are of Indigenous descent, which is a big part of our programming. Why? Because we would like for the people to have good ties into their communities by developing relationships with the elders. So a lot of times our elders that are interested in working with the center, they're very much a part of the work that we're doing with the people in custody, hoping that we can build some positive partnerships with both Indigenous and non-Indigenous communities and agencies in the local area and provincially. One of the other benefits is that we're able to support local communities by providing fresh produce as well as preserved goods, which is something to support the food security piece that I was talking about earlier. Also, offerings to elders and dignitaries in terms of preserved foods that are made by the people in custody, as well as the elders piece. A lot of the elders offer to work with people in custody. Why? Because some of them are their community members, and they want to see them succeed, and this is part of their offering. In terms of challenges, I think one of the challenges that correctional centers in general have is the piece around people come and go at all times. So a lot of times you may be working with a certain group of people, and that group of people could be changing, and that change could happen unpredictably. Why? Because someone is released and they're moved on to something else, or something else happens and they're not able to be part of the program again or anymore, at least for for a short period of time. So that piece is really important to know too. But I think from a benefits perspective, this program is an opportunity really to build those relationships, is an opportunity to get to know the community and become more familiar with the folks that are making some of the decisions that in terms of having jobs later on and being able to have the skills to do some of these work upon release back to the community.
That's some really interesting information. With your permission, I do have a few questions that don't specifically relate to this program, but would be great to get some clarity on just about other programs, general kind of information stuff. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Great. So just to follow up on that last question, do you keep any documentation about kind of how people are using the skills when they return, when they leave the facility?
So it is a hard thing to track, but we do have a program in place where staff at PGRCC are following up with a number of our people in custody who have actually asked to stay in contact with us. And there's oftentimes where we have teleconferences with them because, you know, they were with us for a number, a specific period of time. They got to know the staff here very, very well, and they appreciated the way the staff helped them through their journey and provided them some context for what they could do after they were able to complete their journey with us and the healing that they did. And a lot of times, they're the ones that are actually looking for contact with us. So we do have a number of people that we keep in contact with. Of course, it's something that they also have to want to do. But we do have a process for that, and it is happening quite often. I know I have participated in a number of teleconferences where we're actually catching up with someone who has left here and who wants to touch base and share with us how they're doing.
And you mentioned the cooking class is one of the other programs at the Correctional Center.
Sure.
I'm wondering, is there still an academic upgrading program, like a GED program available?
So there are academic updating programs. Now, with COVID, that has been a bit of a challenge. However, PGRCC in the past little while has developed a virtual education program where people in custody can attend classes virtually. Although there isn't a teacher that's coming into the center physically. So that is something that has been going very well. We've been rolling it out slowly and carefully to make sure that we can get all the benefits out of it. But it is something that it is a focus for us, and it is something that we're continuously working on.
And just for the record, how many inmates are currently housed at the Correctional Center?
So our average numbers are anywhere between 160 and 180. That's our average number throughout the year, especially during these COVID times.
And on the topic of COVID, have there been any cases of COVID or contact issues with either staff or inmates?
So actually, it's really interesting you say that because my background, and I don't know if you know that, my background is healthcare. And I joined the center about 9 months ago now. I joined the center in May as the warden after years and years of healthcare experience as a healthcare CEO. Most recently in Iqaluit, Nunavut, where I was responsible for hospital facility there. One of the things that I have been very impressed with corrections is the piece around COVID protocols. And there is actually some very real protocols. There are some very real protocols, very comprehensive, I would say, protocols for our people in custody and how we go about our intake, what are our induction protocols. The staff in the center always wearing masks at all times, hand washing. I mean, you name it, the protocols are so comprehensive that we have that as a center we have done very, very well.
And I just have one last question. Finding information on these programs and these really interesting initiatives is quite challenging. Why is that? And how can the public find out more about the operations of the center?
You know, it's really interesting that that you say that. And what I'm hoping is that as COVID, you know, hopefully in the near future, as the vaccine becomes more prominent, and as we're able to have more face-to-face time with people, either in the near or far future, I think what I would like to do is I'd like to be very involved in the community here in Prince George and actually have conversations with different stakeholders and talk a lot more about the center and what we actually do, especially when it comes around to people's healing. Because at the end of the day, that's really our job. Our job is to provide a place where there is healing, and that healing can be supported in a number of ways. It can be supported through programs. It can be supported through education. It can be supported through work. There's a number of ways you can support healing. So I'm really hoping that as we move forward, we can be a lot more visible in the community and actually talk a lot more about the things we do here at the center.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so very, very much. It was really nice to meet you. And please don't hesitate to reach out to us if there is anything else that we can clarify on or talk about another topic.
I appreciate that. I will take you up on that at some point.